Regina. Always the tallest kid in his class, Regina Pats defenseman Luke Bateman has long stood out from the crowd. However, with a focus on the defensive side of the rink, sometimes the 6'6", 224-pounder is left a little out of the limelight. The 20-year-old assistant captain embraces his important roles as a defender and leader for his Western Hockey League squad. From when I was younger, I was always told I was a defensive defenseman, the Kamloops product said. So, I kind of stepped into that role and learned how to shut down the top forwards on the other team, not letting them score, which is what I like to do. It's kind of a role that is not very highly talked about, but the people notice. Especially his teammates and coaches. Last Saturday night, Bateman slid across the ice late in the game to break up a pass on an attempted backdoor play by the Swift Current Broncos to help preserve the Pats' 4-3 lead. In the media, head coach John Paddock said the play was certainly big. For Bateman, it was just another day of playing his role. Everyone knows what everyone does and has their specialties, Bateman said. If you play that to the best you can, you're giving the team the best chance to win. Another way that the veteran helps the squad is with his leadership. The Pats boast young talented players such as 17-year-old Connor Bedard, 16-year-old Tanner Howe, who turned 17 in November, 18-year-old Boria Vallis, and 18-year-old Alexander Suzdalov. It's always exciting playing with guys with that skill level, Bateman said. When I feel I can give my knowledge that I have in the league, I can give it to them and they'll receive it. Now in his fourth WHL season, he tries to share his experience on how to deal with the demands of a WHL schedule he described as long and tight. He recalls the adjustments he had to make as 17-year-old rookie. Just taking care of your body, honestly, is probably the biggest thing, Bateman said. And I'd say sleep for me. Getting the right amount of sleep every night is pretty crucial, I would say. This season Bateman has enjoyed playing in front of the Pats' three netminders, 20-year-old veteran Cone McInnes, 19-year-old Drew Sim, 3-0, 2.95 goals against average, and 18-year-old Matthew Keeper, 2.69 GAA. I feel like I can trust them, Bateman said. That's probably the biggest key. Letting them take the shooter and I take the pass, and knowing they'll stop it and give us the best chance to win. While Bateman focuses on defensive hockey and has yet to record a point through 8 games this season, he can chip in offensively. Last season Bateman had a goal and 9 points in 64 games. During the Pats' intrasquad game this fall, he scored an impressive bar-down marker. It's always fun scoring goals, he said of the intrasquad game. It's always nice shining a little bit. Bateman said his experience helps him with decisions on jumping in the play at the right time. Pass or keeping it at the right time. Growing up, Bateman went to many WHL games featuring his hometown Blazers. That helped him set a goal of where he wanted to get to. It was my dream to get this high, Bateman said. Just playing at the highest level one can is always what I've been striving for. He is keeping his options open on what the next step in his hockey career will be, pro or playing while studying at the post-secondary level. Bateman is interested in studying business and has considered owning his own trades business. For now, he is focused on helping the Pats succeed and is looking forward to playing in his hometown on November 30. Bateman has not had that experience as a member of the Regina team but did when he suited up for the Seattle Thunderbirds, the organization he played his first 2 seasons with. He expects many people he knows to be in the building this time around. It's always fun playing in front of your family, Bateman said. Everyone from my family goes out and friends too. Just nice getting able to perform in front of them.